We are getting to the point in the season where every win counts, every game counts. And right now, it started off, me and Miss Lori, we were neck and neck, not starting hard, but not starting hot, but me as her dad, he's entered the conversation, and we've got three teams tied at the bottom at 3-6. It's a podcast of any other podcast, and we're back to it. Here we go, we are back to the podcast, and we, of course, will begin with last week's breakdown, and we're going to start in the game between myself and Mr. Luke. Finally, a dominating win, exactly what I needed to do. The first big win of the season for myself. Prescott, the QBs, they finally do it. This will be the first week that I will start a QB for the second consecutive time. It's never happened yet this season. Dak Prescott will start once again. He had a great game. Josh Jacobs had a game. Swift had a little off game. Adams is in a slump. But Hopkins, Cronkite, Henry, Cleveland Browns defense, they're showing up. What went wrong for Mr. Luke? Well, Jamar Chase, he's back in the injury. Buzz, Pollard, and Pacheco had mediocre games. And Puka Nacua only had 3 catches for 32 yards. Mr. Woody improving his way to 7-2, and Mr. Gilbert falling off a little bit, second straight loss, he goes to 5-4. Mr. Woody with a tight victory against him, thanks to Austin Eckler and the Monday night performance. And as you look here, I mean, Kenneth Walker, he had an off game, Pitts had an type of game, but it was close because of Patrick Mahomes and Jerome Ford, and that Las Vegas defense really kept Mr. Gilbert in it to the final stretch. Miss Lori gets the job done in a tight one against Mizer Dad. Rashad White, Joe Mixon, CD Lamb all had big games taking down Mizer Dad. His running backs had great games as well, but it was Tyler Lockett and Gabe Davis who put up a total between the two of 6.2 points. Mr. Ryan, oh, so close. Breece Hall needed to have a breakout game. And he didn't have it. Keenan Allen hanging on late with 15 points, putting Uncle Buck over the top. We've got some tight games. Mr. Ryan, C.J. Stroud at 49 points, but Waddle's injured. Josh Downs is injured. Dallas Goedert is doubtful. So we've got some injured guys, but he's going to have McCaffrey and A.J. Brown and Sam Laporta coming back, as well as Jahmyr Gibbs. He's got 4 Detroit Lions on his bench. Mr. Ryan is on the Lion bus, but he disimproved, so Mr. Ryan falls to 4-5. We look here. We've got our two top guns in Mr. Woody and Uncle Buck at 7-2. Our mediocre guys, Mr. Ryan and Mr. Gilbert, both 5-4 and 4-5. And then, of course, the tie at the bottom there at 3-6 between me, Miss Lori, and Mr. Dad. I can't forget Mr. Luke, who's at 4-5. He's also in the mix with Mr. Ryan and Mr. Gilbert, just fighting for a playoff spot. So here we go in the predictions for next week, and we're going to begin with the X factor between me and Mr. Gilbert. If I'm going to win again, it's going to be what? Production out of Davante Adams and production out of the QB. If those two guys step up, I think it can push me to the top for the win. For Mr. Gilbert, it's going to be who steps up. Is it Hunter Henry? Is it Adam Thielen? Who's going to step up in the missing part of Travis Kelce? Who's going to get those points and step up? He's also got Brock Purdy in for Patrick Mahomes. Something to watch there. You've got Mr. Woody and Mr. Luke. Mr. Luke, he's spiraling in a Mr. Luke spiral of all time. I think Mr. Woody will get a handling victory here. Basically, one step closer to an automatic lock into the playoffs. Mr. Ryan and Mizer Dad, it's a fight. Mizer Dad needs to win this. Mr. Ryan also needs to win this. Who's going to step up? I think it's just stacked team, a stacked guys, and that's going to go with Mr. Ryan here. He's got some guys who will step up and will step up in a big-time way. I've got Mr. Ryan and the guys there getting the job done. Here we go, Miss Lori and Uncle Buck, a divided household matchup, and I think Uncle Buck will have some trouble. I think Miss Lori will stay in there late, but Uncle Buck will pull away with it for the win. So as you can see, it's a tight, tight finish here. You've got our two guys, but other than that, I mean, Mr. Gilbert, myself, Miss Lori, Mr. Dad, I mean, all these teams are still well in it. We're just getting started into the brink of the playoffs here. It's going to be close, but it's a must win in every single game. Every point matters, every catch matters in this PPR league. I'm the Kamish, and that was another Wednesday podcast.